and there's a place you'll find. Our cave and our freedoms to find. Homestead dreams and off-grid delight. A community bathed in love's pure light. Pioneers seeking a simple way, working the land each and every day, feeling the earth beneath their feet, finding solace in this haven sweet, where the heart finds haven, where spirits soar. In the embrace of love forevermore, our cave and sanctuary true.
Rainbow rain, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
In the heartland there's a place you'll find. Our cave and our freedoms to find. Homestead dreams and off-grid delight. A community bathed in love's pure light. Pioneers seeking a simple way. Working the land each and every day, feeling the earth beneath their feet, finding solace in this haven sweet, where the heart finds haven, where spirits soar in the embrace of love forevermore. Our cave and sanctuary.
This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday. It is Friday, the 26th day of April, year of our Lord 2024. Welcome to John Moore. We begin live broadcast right now at Republic Broadcasting, and I'm proud to say my show does begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, move your hand, right hand over.
Morning.
Morning, Randy. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Purpose tip today is to inventory your library. You'll find things missing you thought you had. You'll find books you didn't know you have. And if you got, I would say, more than 300 or 400 books, you might want to consider the Dewey Decimal System. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Randy Parker. Randy is here to represent the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us, sir. Are we just two of us, or will Leah join us today?
Dr. Leah's here.
All right. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning.
Okay. Well, guys, all these events keep moving forward. This time next month, it will be the fifth month of the year. We have an election the 11th month of the year. Well, Randy, this election will be here before we know it, won't it?
It is almost here, I tell you. Everything, we were just looking out the windows this morning and seeing how green everything has gotten so quickly.
Absolutely. Well, a little bit of rain and a lot of sunshine will do that pretty much every year. And the same thing in my part of the Ozarks. There's a headline here at the Liberty Daily that says, even the New York Times thinks the Bragg case against Donald Trump was a historic mistake. We're seeing, we've been in a country for well more than 200 years. We've never had a former U.S. president charged with a crime, have we, Randy?
No, it's bizarre what we're seeing in our political world. Instead of dealing with our issues today, they're always attacking each other. So it's a different world for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Tucker Carlson put out a short video where he outlined the evidence that he has that President Nixon was forced to resign because President Nixon was reaching accommodation with Russia and China, and that threatened the military-industrial complex, and they couldn't stand that, which, in hindsight, I think there's a lot of truth to that. Anyway, things at Arkhaven are turning green. We're into the middle of spring there, and the birds and the bugs and the critters are all very active, aren't they, Leah?
They are. It's a great time of year, though, because it's not so hot, and we can get out and see the beauty of the Ozarks.
Well, the Ozarks is a beautiful place, which has four genuine seasons, without the harsh winters of northern Minnesota, without the harsh summers of southern Texas and southern Florida. A very nice mix of the four seasons, isn't it, Dr. Leah?
It is. It's a beautiful place to live. I love the fact that we have the four seasons. We have warm summers, but they're not as hot as South Arkansas, where I grew up. So I think it's a great place to live.
It is. It is, absolutely. Well, Randy, all the different, there's lots of plans moving forward at Arkhaven. Some are formal or everybody has to pitch in. Many are informal get-togethers between the women get together, the men get together, everybody gets together. I just thought about this just now. At any given moment, there's probably 25 or 30 or 50 different plans being made and events being planned between all the groups of individuals as well as Arkhaven itself. Would you care to hazard a guess of how many different plans are being implemented at any given moment, sir?
Wow, it's really probably unfathomable to me because, you know, people now, since they have communication systems that they have developed amongst themselves, not to mention the entire group, we use the signal groups to communicate. There's all types of things. Right now, we notice there's a community garden going on by the new community building, and lots of people are doing that. There's they're getting together to do a farmer's market on Saturdays, and there's a group doing that. There's people doing building together. They're doing greenhouses together. We just see all types of things. There's people building sheds for solar, for people who want to be off-grid and on-grid as well. There's people that have companies that they're all working together, so lots of construction projects. We see people doing kickball things together, so there's lots of kid things together. There's people building parks in their land, all kinds of things.
Well, Leah, what Randy is describing is a dynamic community, isn't he, young lady?
It absolutely is. Anything that you can imagine that you'd like to do in a big city, you can do within 25 minutes, or if you'd rather go to Branson, it's a 45-minute drive, so you have all of the amenities that you would want in a city, but you also can drive here and do anything you'd like to do in the setting of outdoors. It's just the best of both worlds, in my opinion.
Randy, there's 12 plus miles of roads in Arkhaven. Who's responsible for maintaining those roads, and how are they maintained, if you may tell us, sir?
Well, we, meaning the Leonized Company, are getting them to a certain level. In other words, once you get the road built to a almost county level, after that, then the community will chip in and help maintain it. But in saying that, they have a nonprofit they're starting that people give to, and the nonprofit is designed to help maintain the roads. We have aggregate on the land, your clay, your rock for extra. But once you get them built to a certain point, then it takes a road grader once or twice a year to keep it in shape. And every now and then you add a little aggregate. But the real work, and the initial work and the drainage and all of the infrastructure is done by us.
Well, that's good to know, because that's a major concern. I've been to lake developments that the roads were not maintained, and it was driving my Lincoln Town Car on these unmaintained roads was, to say the least, a challenge. But when you say Maine to County Road Standard now, these roads in Missouri and Arkansas and the Ozarks, every county has what we call gravel roads, and those gravel roads are maintained by the county to a certain level of maintenance, and you know, basically the same thing takes place at Arkhaven, doesn't it?
It does, you know, and we don't have it all figured out, but everyone, there's lots of neighbors, people on land who have heavy equipment, and everyone's willing to chip in if needed. But we do our best to make sure that they're at a certain standard.
Absolutely. Well, Leah, about half the adults there are women, give or take a few. And there's single women, there's married women, there's young women who still live with their parents. And tell us about the activities that the women get involved in, if you would, please.
Well, the ladies like to get together. We have a prayer meeting once a week. There's multiple groups that you can be involved in, or you don't have to. We have gotten together to do exercise together. We've been talking about gathering together to do some canning and cooking classes together. We've gone to lunches together out in to Harrison and Branson. Anything you can imagine. We've had ladies shooting classes. We've had classes that have been taught how to handle poultry, just anything you can imagine.
That's good to know. And of course, on the male side of the house, Randy, there's activities for the men as well. Tell us about those, if you would, please.
Well, there's different pockets of Bible studies, home groups. We have a prayer meeting a couple days a week, and a Bible studies a couple days a week. And then there are foraging classes. We do some shooting classes throughout the year. We get together for first responders. There's medical get-togethers. Both of those are co-ed. They're both men and women. And we just recently, last week, had a community meeting where the whole community gathered, and we talked about the issues of the day and upcoming events and finishing out the community building and those type of things. So there's always something going on. And not to mention, a lot of people work, so they're doing their normal daily grind and working, whether it be on the property or off the property. And so some people work from home, some people work away. We have a few that fly to their jobs, and they're gone for a few weeks and they come back. So there's all different types of walks and different ways that people live their lives.
Absolutely. Well, Randy, the community center is making progress. Give us an update on the status of the community center, if you would, please.
Well, we just got through doing the landscaping around it, and we put a committee together. The community meeting put a committee together that will finish out the inside. So we had to appoint a project director who was savvy on that type of building and contracting. And then from there, he'll gather the plumbers, the electricians, and et cetera, and we'll finish it up.
All right. Well, Randy, in addition, tell us about the first responder group that is put together with, is it mostly men or some women also?
They're both, and it's growing. We actually had our first real meeting about 2 weeks ago. It's designed not to be a police department, not to be a fire department, but in a piece of land this big with so much road, if there's a wreck or if there's poaching, whatever, it trains us to be able to go and disarm those situations in an amiable way if possible. But it also allows us to be involved in accidents and certain things like that, to where we can go and stabilize the situation until the paramedics or the ambulance or whatever gets there first. So it's a way that neighbors can help neighbors and be there for each other.
All right. Well, Dr. Leah, women have things they like to do that are very unique and special to women, such as getting their nails done, their hair done, shopping. Are those all available in Harrison, Arkansas?
They are, and in my opinion, I've been all over, and the services that you receive here are just as good or better than if you go to a large city.
Plus, the price is most likely substantially less. Would that be a fair statement?
Absolutely. If you are looking to get your hair done or your nails done, you can absolutely find it at a much better price than a large city.
Randy, what's for sale there at Arkhaven is undeveloped land, beginning at 5 acres. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, a person can buy 5. They can go up as high as they want at this point, and many do. I mean, it's just a plethora of people who come and see what we have. And some people like to be up high. Some people like to be down low. Some people like to be on a creek. So everyone kind of shares what their dream would be, and then we try to fit that as best we can. We always tell people, you got to be able to see the roses through the trees. So when you look at a piece of undeveloped land, some people have issues seeing the vision. So thank goodness we have lots of different others that people have already bought that are in different stages, that we can now show the stages of development where people can see a little bit better what the end result will look like.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community, there's a panel at my website, the top left-hand side of my website. You click on that, you can read up on the Arkhaven, see some beautiful photographs, and it's a process. It's something that once the people make up their mind, they go through a vetting process where Arkhaven vets the possible new members, and the members vet Arkhaven. And it's a process to make sure that everything is done in advance to avoid unnecessary mistakes. Correct, Randy?
Correct. And it's so important. You know, everyone has expectations. And, you know, more than anything, we first come together to make sure that the expectations can be met. Because there's some things that are in the realm of can do and some that aren't. Once that happens, we get to know each other. We talk about where we are as far as being awake, where we are as, as far as spiritually. And we just have a real conversation. And so it's more about that. It's the willingness to sit down and have a real conversation with each other, because it's a serious matter. You're uprooting your life, your family, and we want you to come to something that eyes are wide open, your expectations can be met, and ours can be met.
Now, a lot of my listeners don't have internet access, and if you don't, there's a telephone number. I'm going to give this number twice slowly. Here it is, 833-275-4283. I say again, 833-275-4283. 1-800-275-4283. That number is answered during business hours and sometimes other times. Or if a person calls that number, they can begin the process and have material sent in the U.S. by the U.S. Postal Service. Right, Leah?
Absolutely. You can get anything you want. We have things shipped to us regularly, and we have not had any trouble at all.
All right. Well, that brings up the topic of FedEx, Amazon, Postal Service. So, Leah, all those normal things that we think of in normal life, they also deliver at Arkhaven, don't they?
Absolutely. My daughters can attest to that. They ship from all over the world.
Yep, absolutely. Well, it's the best of both worlds. Looks like we missed a break, but that's okay. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Randy, from the beginning point where a person makes their initial inquiry until the time a contract is signed to purchase their five or more acres, is there an average time that takes to happen?
Well, we basically have built the machine to where we can move at their pace. Some people come and they're ready to pay cash right then for the land. Once the land is bought and it's closed on, then you officially become a neighbor. Even prior to that, people are meeting with the well people, they're meeting with the septic people, they're talking to the multiple builders to see who they want to build their home and what type of home. And then they're on it. And so generally we can go as fast as a person would like to go, almost. There's some restraints there. Or we can go as slow. Everyone has their own transition yellow brick road, if you would. Some people are on 1-year program. Some people are on a 2+ program.
Well, Leo, women have an inherent and very well taken distrust of mechanical, automotive shops they've never been to before. They're unscrupulous auto mechanics are out there, and that probably translates into not having trust in any contractor they don't know, for very good reason. And that brings up the topic of contractors, that subcontractors that do work at in and around Arkhaven. And Leah, would it be a fair statement that all the subcontractors and contractors recommended at Arkhaven have been thoroughly vetted, that we know that they do good quality work at the price that they say they were going to do it and within the correct time frame? Would that be a fair statement, Leah?
So far, that's what I've seen here. It was amazing. We were able to add on to the home that we were in within just like a month and a half. It's amazing at how fast these people can, when they get together, get things done.
Well, the point of this part of our conversation is to give women and men both peace of mind, knowing that they're not going to be, I make reference sometimes to the TV series back in the 60s, Green Acres, where one of the ongoing themes in a TV show was the country contractors taking advantage of the city people that moved out there. So what we've done at Arkhaven is give people peace of mind knowing that they'll be referred to dependable contractors that will be within budget, on time, doing high quality work. Right, Leah?
Absolutely. We have some beautiful homes, multiple different sizes, great builders. I advise people to come and see it for themselves.
Well, there's no substitute for firsthand looking at it. Well, Randy, when you were driving me around Arkhaven there, you point out a beautiful home. And if you had not told me that the underlying structure was overseas shipping containers, I would not have known that. It looked like a New York architect had designed this thing. It's just absolutely beautiful, isn't it?
It is. And there's a lot of ingenuity that some people already have when they come here. And we're amazed. In fact, we have another home that you'll just love to see. It's a Fox Block home, which is an ICF home that he designed, a solar passive home. He's an engineer from Washington. And it's taken him a while to build it on purpose. He takes his time and looks at it and redoes it, but excuse me, it is beautiful.
It sounds like it. I look forward to it. Go ahead.
Yeah, we also have another one of our conventional builders who have been building the traditional conventional homes went to Texas and to learn how to put together this type of home, and ended up buying the manufacturer, buying the patent, and moving the manufacturer to Harrison. And it's amazing. It's R factor. You can put your materials that you're using for the inside and the outside directly on it. It's a foam type, like an ICF, but it's not. And it also has bracings. It's supposed to be super efficient. And we're excited about that. The first one of those, or the second one of those, are going up.
Well, I look forward to seeing both those homes next time I visit. And this would be a great time of year, Leah, to visit Arkhaven, because everything is coming to life. The leaves are out. The grass is growing. And as I said earlier in the show, all the bugs and the birds are active, and the critters. Everything's alive at Arkhaven right now, isn't it, Leah?
Absolutely. We're gearing up to get things going in some of the greenhouses, and we've spent several years getting infrastructure and getting people here, and now that we've gotten people here and their homes are in, we're getting more things going, like the garden. So this year we're going to have a lot of exciting time with that.
Well, we had a homeschool family move to my area from Oregon recently. The parents have 10 children, 8 are still at home. And there's a number of homeschool families at Arkhaven, aren't there?
There are, not just here, but outside of Arkhaven, you know, or Harrison and this part of Missouri, this part of Arkansas is notorious for homeschools. And so the state gives really good regulations for that. There are some steps that you have to take, but most of the kids here are homeschooled.
Well, and that's the homeschooled children I've met have been very bright, articulate, and intelligent young men and women. And what's not necessarily commonly known, but employers have come to realize that they seek out and want to hire homeschooled children. The colleges want to have homeschooled children in their colleges for very good reasons. Right, Leah?
Absolutely. And I think that one of the best things I've seen in children that are homeschooled is that they're very well-rounded emotionally, and they are capable of being, you know, much more authentic, because they have been raised not just to learn subjects, but also to get along with each other in a way that is appropriate.
Well, that's a really big deal. I had a job where I was sitting at the edge of a public school ground in Illinois one afternoon, and it was a warm day and had the windows open in my vehicle. And the language of these youngsters, these are grade school kids, would make a drunk sailor blush. It was really a wake-up call for me as to what's going on in the public schools around this country. And these youngsters, homeschooled youngsters, They don't grow up in that environment, do they, Leah?
No, and it's, you know, we need to just not focus just solely on educating our children in the math and the subjects that we go to school to learn. We need to be well-rounded and taught how to get along with one another. And there's so many children in the school system now that the teachers are having a hard time just getting them to learn the regular subjects because they don't get along well.
Amazing. Well, maybe I shouldn't say amazing, because that's simply the way it's become. Well, here's our bottom of the hour break. Call us 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Gather around the fire, won't you take a seat? There's a tale to tell about a stove so neat. It warms your body and it warms your soul. Liberator Rocket Stove, gonna make you whole, oh yeah.
No smoke, no fuss, just the warmth you need. Cooking up a meal while you plant your seed.
Uses wood or pellets, it's a natural burn. Liberator Rocket Stove will make you yearn. Visit libertyman.com. Visit
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. The COVID section gets added to several times a week. You want to know what's going on with the worst crime in human history? You'll find it at the COVID panel at my website. I have energy cleaners for sale. If you have issues with pain, you need an energy cleaner. If you have issues with sleep, same thing. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on an energy cleaner. Check it out at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Randy Parker and his wife, Dr. Leah, and we're talking about the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community, located about a 20-minute drive from Harrison, Arkansas. And Leah, it's the best of both worlds. You've got the privacy of the deep Ozark woods and mountains, plus the accessibility of all the modern amenities that people want and they're used to. Correct, Dr. Leah?
Absolutely. And I was discussing with my daughter and one of my patients the other day. They have told me when they come out into the areas where there's not the big 5G towers, they can just sleep so much better. So I have started noticing that as well. When I'm in Branson and I'm at my daughter's place there, I can definitely tell that there's so much 5G and there's so many people that are affected by that don't know it, that can't sleep at night or that are anxious and nervous. So it's absolutely beautiful out here. You don't have all the 5G towers radiating you. you can rest, you can breathe. And then if you need to go into the city, it's a 25-minute drive.
Right, right. Well, Leah, in your profession, you've probably noticed that some men and women are more sensitive to these signals than others, such as Wi-Fi and 5G. Has that been your observation?
I've noticed it more and more recently. People that aren't able to sleep at night, they're anxious more. And if I tell them to turn off their router at night, they come in and say, wow, I slept like a baby.
Right. I do the same thing. I turn off our router before we go to bed here. It's just a smart thing to do. Well, Randy, one of the questions that comes up when people are making inquiry is, will I have access to Wi-Fi? What's your response, sir?
Oh, we do. In fact, there's multiple companies to choose from. A lot of people have Starlink. There's all different types of satellite companies that you can use. And depending on how far in the woods you want to be, there's boosters that you can get. But everyone that wants it has internet access.
That's good to know, because that's especially if you've got a home-based business. Having Wi-Fi is not optional, is it, Randy?
It is not, and it's one of the main questions that people ask. They ask about mail, they ask about Wi-Fi, they ask about deliveries, and so thank goodness that we've got all that developed and being developed better. You know, there's always improvements when infrastructure comes. We don't want to take the edge off. We want to leave it to be a state, ranch style living, homesteads, but at the same time, we want certain conveniences.
Absolutely. Well, Leah, something that's been brought to my attention is that the homeschooled children in Arkansas have the opportunity, if they choose, to participate in high school varsity sports. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. We have children that get together and just play sports for fun and for exercise, and then we have some that are very serious and are competitive. We have a gal that ran, and I forget what was it. She came in second locally, and she competes all over. And then Randy, we have some grandsons that were participating in basketball, and they tell them about that.
Well, they won the national championships of 400 homeschools. I didn't know there was that many, but they had schools that come from Hawaii, all over the United States, in a national basketball tournament. And I'll brag on my grandsons. Both of them were MVPs of their divisions, but they won the national championships this year.
And is that the high school level, Randy?
Yes, sir, a high school level senior. And they had college recruiters there. I mean, my one grandson, he's a junior, and he's already being scouted by schools all over. And so it's just the same, you know, the level of sports that's available now. They have year-round sports that people can join. All over, from Springfield to Branson to Harrison. There's all types of ways that people can join sporting activities.
Well, it's good to know that these opportunities exist if people want to participate. And, of course, obviously, it's always optional. Randy, tell us about there's probably some hunters and fishermen, about the wildlife and fish that the hunters and fishermen could go after at our cabin place.
Well, we just are at the back end of turkey season, so that was a lot of fun. If you like to do that, there's deer hunting, of course, squirrels. There's bear hunting that is seasonal. We have elk hunting around us that's still a draw system. And then, of course, there's varmint hunting. My grandson and I, we noticed there were too many packs of coyotes. So we have started doing varmint hunting, which is fun. It also teaches you how to shoot long range and shoot moving targets, but it allows us to thin out some of the predators.
Well, predators are an issue. There's lots of critters that regard chickens as a tasty snack. You know, what predators are there around it that need to be taken care of?
Mostly, you have to thin out the bobcats and the coyotes. If you can do that, then you'll be way ahead of the game. The coyotes will annihilate, and the bobcats will annihilate chickens and goats and sheep, and so There's nothing like a good herding dog that lives with the animals. Your animals, that was a big adjustment, because the animal has to believe that pack is its only family. So having good dogs is another way to deter it, but you still have to thin them out, because that's the way you maintain your turkey, your deer population. You know, unfortunately, you'll find some coveys of quail that are indigenous here, but, you know, for the most part, they've been wiped out by those predators.
Absolutely. Well, a century ago in your area, there were mountain lions and wolves. Now, the mountain lions have been making a comeback in my area. How about down where you are?
They've always been indigenous here. They're cave dwellers, and every now and then you'll hear about one coming through. You know, a mountain lion will generally make a 60-mile radius, so they have a large territory. But they're here, and we also know that DNR are putting them back in for deer population control.
Absolutely. Well, I know the Arkansas Department of Conservation reintroduced black bears in the wild about 40 something years ago, and they've migrated into Missouri. We've got them in my neighborhood. Now, do you have any bears in the neighborhood?
We do. In fact, we had a guy that was he has 20 acres here, and he was gathering topsoil on his land for his raised beds, and he told me just a few days ago, hey, I got this bear on my trail cam, and it was about 300 pounds. So there's several bears. You know, they're not nuisance. You don't see them very often. They'll generally run from you. You know, every now and then you'll see a cinnamon bear. So, but they're beautiful. You know, it adds to the setting of the Ozarks, and I really enjoy it.
Well, there's a lot of history there. There were Civil War skirmishes. We don't know if Davy Crockett walked through that area on the way to the Alamo in 1836. He may have, he may not have. But those woods in our cabin haven't changed much since the Civil War, have they?
They haven't. You know, we're always shocked at what we run across when we're developing a new piece of land. And we're finding out more history. My brother just did some back history on Dr. Crumpler and his family. He had brothers that all fought in the Civil War on all the major battles. They were three that were majors, and two of them were killed on the same day in the Civil War. So it's always very unique to find history that relates to the land and the back history and the backstories of that. And we even found out that we have a Jesse James hideout on our land. And we found that out. Yes, we found that out from an old-timer that we were buying a horse manure from for composting, and he got to telling us about the land. He's been here forever. Excuse me. And was telling us about that.
Well, I found out that in my area, Jesse James was around my area a lot, and down where you are. I met a direct lineage descendant of Jesse James about 2 or 3 years ago. In fact, his name is Jesse James, also a guy, I think, in his mid to late 80s. The history of the Ozarks is fascinating, isn't it, Dr. Liam?
It absolutely is. There's so much history here. And up around the Branson area and the Shepherd of the Hills, the book that's been written, they just have such rich history here. It's really a beautiful place to come and learn about.
Absolutely. And Randy, there's been some findings of Civil War artifacts at Ark Haven, haven't there?
There is. In fact, there's walls that were built. There's fireplaces and old homesteads. There's graves. There's different things that people would find fascinating. So if you're a treasure hunter and just love the artifacts, there's also a lot of Native American artifacts and a lot of Native American findings, and just rock hunting. You know, we have a new rock app that instead of foraging, we also go and look at rocks and see what they're made of. And that is very interesting. interesting because we find so many different types of mineral deposits, and that gives you history of the area as well.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like, Dr. Lee, there's something for everybody, isn't there?
Absolutely. If you have children, Branson has amusement parks and water slides and all kinds of outdoor activities, zip lines. And if you just want to go walk on a hiking trail, there's lots of beautiful national state parks all around. The Buffalo River is not far from here. It's just, in my opinion, the best of both worlds.
I'm curious, guys, is Silver Dollar City still exist there? It's at Branson?
Oh, yeah. It's exploded. Silver Dollar City, you wouldn't even recognize it. It has rides as well as any major theme park out there. It's expanded since we've been here, since 2001. It's expanded probably 5, 6, 7, 8 times, and so you wouldn't believe it. It's really amazing. We'd like to go once or twice a year.
Really? Well, I've been there in half a century, so I guess it has changed quite a bit. Well, the way to get started with archiving, ladies and gentlemen, is to go to my website, thelibertyman.com. If you have internet access, you can look at all the beautiful photographs there, read up on it, read the testimonials. And if you don't have internet access, just call the following number. That's 833-275-4283. I say again, 833-275-4283. That number will be answered. You can get information and beautiful material mailed to you. Can't you, Randy?
You can. Yeah, just let us know what you need, and we'll do what it takes to get the information to you.
It's a simple process, but it takes a while. Different ways to accomplish the goal of getting there and moving there full-time. And you can advise people, Randy and Leah, of all the different options that have been used so that people can pick the one that suits them. And can't you, Leah?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, well, we just recently had a person call us from England. In fact, their daughter from England, who was in the United States, first contacted us and told us about their parents. And these people, we found a way to put them on a call from England, and we're excited about them coming. And we yet to found how they found out about us, but we're always amazed at how people hear about us from all over the world. And a lot of people are calling and inquiring. So don't wait. If the Lord's telling you to come out of Babylon and relocate somewhere, give us an opportunity to show you what we have here at Arkhaven.
Well, I'd be interested if the people in England learned of Arkhaven because of this broadcast, because we do have a lot of listeners in England, Scotland, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, the English-speaking world. We have thousands of listeners all over the planet. And we have a big outreach here on Fridays, don't we, Randy?
You do. In fact, we love to hear how people come to hear about us. It's the first question that we ask, whether we're on the phone or in person. And that tells us, where to sow into more and how to diversify. And so it's been a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. Well, I've been to your home. You have a beautiful log home with a separate structure that houses your electrical system, which, quite frankly, Randy, when I walked in there, it was like walking into a NASA project, because it's the high-tech, sophisticated nature of your electrical system. It's very professionally done, isn't it?
It is. We kind of overdid it. You know, we were overachievers on it. We had never lived off-grid, and so we wanted to see what it took to really be that way. You know, I have daughters. And so their ideal of a camping trip is a bad Super 8. So I needed to make it to where we're off grid, but you can't really tell it.
Absolutely. Well, just driving up to your place, it doesn't look much different than a log home built a century ago. It has that beautiful traditional look about it. But once inside your home, it's a very traditional looking log home. And inside the the powerhouse, that's what I would call it, the powerhouse, you're immediately into the very sophisticated high-tech world, aren't you?
You are. In fact, it was very difficult finding people who really knew how to be off-grid. There's people that understood grid ties and companies that understood that, but people who really knew about it. And we've always found that if you're a neighbor, you're going to pour into the community differently. So we found this gentleman in Minnesota who really knew his stuff, and we simply moved him here. He's now
here's our
thriving
break.
And helping people be
here's off-grid. Our last break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass fed and grass finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here. We're visiting with Randy Parker and his wife, Dr. Leah. We're discussing the beautiful Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community. Having inquiries from other countries, Randy, is not all that out of the ordinary, is it?
It's not. You know, that was one of the things that really amazed us about the project when we first started, is how much activity and calls and visits that we had from people abroad.
Well, I could see we have a lot of listeners in England, Scotland, and Ireland, and Australia. A woman in England, her home was being broken into by a criminal. She picked up a kitchen knife to defend herself from this violent criminal breaking into her home, and she got in trouble because she picked up a kitchen knife to defend her life. That's not going to happen at Arkhaven, is it, Randy?
It's not. Thank God that we still have the right to defend ourselves here. But it's insane when you hear about stories like that and the atrocities of how people are being treated with their own properties. Even what we're hearing in New York with the squatters, and in California with the squatters that have more rights than the homeowners themselves, and the games that are being played, and the government laws that are allowing it to happen. It doesn't make sense at all. And, you know, when your laws start not making sense, then it's time for change.
Absolutely. Well, people can check out Arkhaven and know and have peace of mind knowing that the woke culture going on in these blue cities is not going to be tolerated anywhere around Arkhaven, is it, Dr. Leah?
No, people, they have taken words and changed them and used them for, I believe that people that are awakened and are awakened by the Holy Spirit, and all of this talk about woke kind of confuses people. I do believe that we're in a time that we need to be spending much more time on our knees, being quiet to listen for direction from the Holy Spirit, because we're entering into a crucial time in our history of the world.
Absolutely. Randy, if a man shows up at Arkhaven to look at buying a 5 acres and he's wearing nail polish and lipstick, it's probably not going to go very well for him, is it?
No, hopefully we'll catch that on the phone somehow. We have pretty good phone. So we try not to even show those people where we're at.
There we go.
Know? And so, yeah.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week. We'll have you back next Friday. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Okay, we're at the top of the hour break. We'll be back with Pastor Bell. Stay tuned.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.